This is the Loopcast for May 12th, 2007. I am Jeff Horwich, and Sandon Totten is here, as he almost always is.
Almost always?
Yes. All except one time, I think. We did it without you.
Yeah.
Yep. But we're always glad to have you, and we're especially glad to have Sandon on the podcast last week. Let's just flash back, if we might, to Sandon's moment from last week's podcast.
I like big words and it's critical that my baby's got syllables. When a girl's verbose, I just want to get close and get pedantical. Hey, ladies, ladies, please hear my entreaties. I want to get rude when you exude that verbal aptitude. Baby got vocab. Baby got vocab.
Well, we're going to be back a little bit more on the straight and narrow this week, I think. But yeah. Sandon, any morning after regrets?
I actually have a quick disclaimer. I think I accidentally misused the word obtuse in that song. And I want to make it clear that I think what I meant was obscure, but it didn't rhyme.
Well, let's have a little grammar lesson. What was the context of obtuse in the rap?
Well, I said let's get real obtuse and put our mouths to good use. And obtuse kind of means thick-headed, I think. And I was thinking more obscure, so.
Let's get obscure?
Yeah, with big words. What I accidentally did was, I think, a sort of malapropism, which is another big word, which means using the wrong word, but one that sounds like the word you meant to for sort of a comical effect. Shakespeare does it all the time.
Or for the sake of a rhyme.
I did it for the sake of a rhyme, yes. Shakespeare did it for, intellectual stimulation.
Yes, some malarapism. Something like that.
Sandon's
just back from a long driving trip up to good old Bemidji. Sandon, what was going on in Bemidji?
Oh, man. Okay. I was talking to a family of unschoolers. They do this radical form of schooling where it's basically you just let the kids do what they want to do. And
anything?
Well, yeah. I mean, one of the daughters would, write on a blog, and she was into reading Shakespeare and other books, and the son was into video games, and he would play 20 hours of video games a day. I mean, he was amazing at them. So, I don't know. I mean, it's a weird experiment. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, you're working on a story, of course, for our show coming up next week, which is about what did you really learn in school, and does school really prepare you for life? The unschooling is kind of an extreme reaction to people feeling that school itself doesn't necessarily get people ready.
Right, right.
Now, one thing people remember from school, maybe spelling bees, I don't know, flashcards. Remarked to me the other day that you have a love affair with flashcards.
Yeah, no.
I was up on them. Okay.
Yeah, no. Every class I took, I was making flashcards and testing myself that way. Me and index cards, man, we were inseparable.
Well, since Sandon and I are busting our humps here, getting ready for that show next week, we thought for the podcast today, we'd pull another one out of the archives here. While we're talking about education and flashcards, this is a segment called Bumper Sticker Flashcards that's from a show back in September of 2005. The show itself was actually about transportation. I did this segment with a couple of guys who go by the name of Ferrari McSpeedy. They do improv here in the Twin Cities. And just a little bit of a setup. We came into this story out of another story that was all about bicycles, and hence the music that you're going to hear right now.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black, I say white.
Bumper stickers. They're definitely less a staple of popular culture than they once were. But for this show, one of you suggested to us that if we want to talk about what our transportation says about us, we ought to examine who is behind the wheel of cars sporting bumper stickers we see every day. Our examination is going to be unscientific, to say the least. We invited one of the Twin Cities' most celebrated improv duos, Ferrari McSpeedy, to do an in-studio version of a game I guess we all kind of play every day, and we're calling it Bumper Sticker Flashcards. Ferrari McSpeedy, welcome to The Loop.
What up?
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We mind our Loop staff and others around the office for their favorite bumper sticker slogans, and I'm going to whip through them here. I'd like you to profile the driver of this vehicle. And remember, there are no wrong answers on bumper sticker flashcards, only ones that aren't funny. And we'll start with this one. Everybody's seen it. God is my co-pilot.
God should be your pilot.
Yeah.
If God has that much power, he should not be sitting there as a co-pilot.
It's very true. God's kind of a backseat driver. You know, so you might as well just put him right up there in the front and not have to deal with all the do this and do that, and thou shall, and thou shall not turn left. And
yeah, I mean, assuming that he's always right, he should probably have his hands on the steering wheel, you know, or her.
This one is apparently popping up lately. I haven't seen it, but others have. Start seeing sculpture.
This is simple. It's for all those poor people that have crashed into sculpture pieces that are just laying in the middle of the road.
Shouldn't they start seeing cars? Like other cars in the road? That's way more important. I like art, but I would way rather see the Corolla in front of me.
Moving on. Ufta.
That's in Minnesota. I'm from Chicago, so Ufta to me, that's just poor typing.
Sure, I'm also from out of state, and Ufta to me means that you are not going to know how to merge. Because that's what I found living in Minnesota, is that people with Ufta stickers do not know how to merge. So I guess maybe that's what their horn sound would make if their horns worked.
Yeah, pretty
Ufta.
Much. Ufta! Ufta! I'm not going to merge by stopping in the middle of this lane.
All right, here's one. My other car is a broom. Who's in the driver's seat?
A witch. A witch is in the driver's seat, and you need to back off, because witches have cauldrons and brews.
Are you sure that it's always a witch? Because I have this bumper sticker, and I have this bumper sticker because I like a clean house.
This, coming from one of my bosses, your boyfriend thinks I'm hot.
I love people like this.
Because they're smoking hot. Joe.
They are.
They are so hot.
And they're aware of it.
They've increased the resale value of their car just because they're hot.
Yes. I don't have this bumper sticker.
Kanye West has this bumper sticker.
Yes.
If you can read this, you're driving too close.
Oh, that would be a person who's driving incredibly slow.
Yes.
Those people like to have those bumper stickers.
Mm-hmm.
Because it makes you feel bad about the fact that they don't know how to use the accelerator.
Oh, this one's interesting. I don't care who you are, what you're driving, or where you'd rather be.
An existentialist. This is someone that's really into, you know, Soren Kierkegaard or Albert Camus. It's really not about the big where you going in life, but it's more about the you know, just existence and accepting that.
This is the person who's so cool that they want you to know that they don't care where you are by letting you know that they don't care where you are.
Lastly, our grand finale, the maroon oval that's become so ubiquitous around the Twin Cities over the past year or so. 89.3, The Current. Who's in that car?
Someone with unbelievably good musical taste.
Or someone that really needs to keep public radio alive. And isn't that all of us?
I think it is, Joe.
We'll have to save that for pledge drive season. Ferrari McSpeedy is Joe Bozic and Mike Fotis. You can see them every Wednesday night at the Old Arizona Theater in Uptown Minneapolis. The show is called Huge Wednesday. Joe and Mike, Ferrari McSpeedy, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. There's a baby on boat, can't blame me, because I voted for I'll keep you home. Break for world peace, because I'm a proud parent of a druggy thug and a thief. Yeah, my bumper's the boys. It's all I'm screaming, politics, sex, choice. My favorite team, win $100 license plate. Just says your name's Dwayne and you're out of state. That was a segment from back in September 2005. This is Jeff Horwich with you now again in the present day. I love that song that we found to end that with. Yeah. That just random song about bumper stickers that I don't think very many people have ever heard. But, you know, when you go on Rhapsody and you search bumper sticker in the title of a song, you find stuff that people probably have never heard. But it's right on topic.
Yeah. As much as I love our house band, the Smarts are great, I really do miss that randomness of songs that we used to have in the old shows.
Well, I'll tell the Smarts to be a little more random, I suppose. Let me just say that, of course, that information about Ferrari McSpeedy that I gave at the end of that segment is outdated, I think. I don't think they're still doing that Wednesday thing, but I just checked their website here. And Joe and Mike are currently appearing in Rise of the Celebritards, A Crotchalypse Now, which is the title of a show at the Brave New Workshop here in Minneapolis. So if you want to check them out, I'd highly encourage you to pay that show a visit. And you can find them at FerrariMcSpeedy.com.
I can't believe they got the domain on that. Wow.
Believe it, Sandin.
Lucky for them.
Well, that'll do it for the Loopcast today. Let me just mention, first of all, that if you're enjoying the Loopcast, I've said this before, but head to iTunes or head to wherever you like, post a review of it, send a link to your friends. We're always interested in hearing what people have to say and, of course, in getting more people to listen to it. We are working on our show for next week. We're going to be taping it here May 17th, Thursday evening at Minnesota Public Radio. Free tickets are now available at minnesotapublicradio.org/InTheLoop. And that show will broadcast on May 18th and May 20th. And we will have the audio of the show up on the website and on the podcast right around that time. So thanks for listening, Sandin. Welcome back from Bemidji. And
thanks.
Go get to work on that damn story.
Babe the Blue Ox and Paul Bunyan say hi, by the way.
I am Jeff Horwich. Thanks for listening to the Loopcast.